Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy once again, DJ Gra, right here on the Ultimate Engine. And this week, we do have our man. His name is DJ
Eli, man. Nice to be back. Nice to be back, Gra. DJ Gra.
Yes, you know how we do it. This is the most awesome show on the planet. The most awesome show that talks about cars. And like I always say, we keep it real right here on the Ultimate Engine Show. And for today's topic, we are going to be speaking about maintenance, because we're basically in a holiday season, and now coming out of the holiday season, because it's January, basically now people don't have time to be spending money on different things. So we're telling you about maintenance myths and also how to maintain your tires. But before we speak about maintaining your tires, we are going to speak about maintenance myths that actually people spread around that are not true. So DJ Eli, what do you think about maintenance myths, first of all, without even going into the topic?
First thing, when you get a new car, you know, you don't know anything about it, so people tell you a lot of things like you need to do this, need to do this. So it's quite important to know what you actually need to do. So we're here to discuss about this, so you may be better informed.
Yeah, what DJ Eli said is true. I mean, for all we know, one day maybe your car could be stuck, or I don't know, you're putting fuel, but your fuel is going too fast, and then someone will tell you to stick a fork in your engine. Maybe it's gonna work, and probably you'll believe me because you've never had experience in knowing how to fix certain issues. So that's what we are here for on the Ultimate Engine Show, to give you the best of whatever information that has to do with your car. And today we're talking about maintenance. So as we talk about maintenance, I hope every issue that you need, or maybe things that you are doing now with your car that you didn't know were not true, you're going to find out today. So just keep listening to this, and Christ music is hot music.
Let's just say I heard a truth.
Yes. Once again, we are back right here on the Ultimate Engine Show. It's myself and DJ Eli here on the mix. And yeah, we're talking about maintenance myths that you don't know about, or maybe you know. And this is basically for the people that don't know, because like DJ Eli said in the first section, people will just tell you stuff for the sake of telling you, and because you don't have that information or you don't know whether it's true or not, you'll believe. So DJ Eli, what is our first maintenance myth?
Well, our first maintenance myth is that you need to change your oil every 3,000 miles.
Yes, that is our first maintenance myth. And basically, once upon a time, this was the case, and many oil companies and lube shops still push this idea. Many cars made within the last decade require oil changes every 5,000 to 7.5 miles, depending on the manufacturer. The better chemical composition and extensive use of synthetic oils, as well as superior engine design, have improved enough to allow for longer intervals between changes. Schedule your changes based on your owner's manual recommendation, otherwise you are pouring money down the drain, which is actually true. I mean, changing your oil after every 3,000 miles, and basically you, apart from wasting money, you're wasting oil, and you could be also damaging your car.
Yes.
Because now you're overfilling it with oil that it doesn't need, so it's just basically overworking. So you just basically need to pour at least in between every 5,000 to 7.5 miles. I think that's basically it, DJ Ila. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's basically it. I just wanted to add that. I think it's kind of crazy if you think about it. Every 3,000 miles you need to change your oil. I think it's time consuming.
Yeah, it is.
It's very time consuming. Is that it? The stress this gives people. I don't know if people realize how serious this is. Imagine just picture that thing. You just have to run to your car every 3,000 miles and change your oil. Ah, I think people should not be ignorant, and they should know the things so that they better their lives.
Yeah. So our second myth is that premium fuel is better for your car and will increase its performance.
Ooh.
Now, unless your vehicle has high compression and performance engine that runs hotter than most others, regular gasoline works fine. The cheaper 86 octane fuel still has to meet quality standards. It won't actively harm your car's engine. Higher octane gas includes cleaners and protectants to keep turbocharged engines in better shape. Think sports car types, and is more resistant to engine knocking. Typically, cars that require more expensive premium gas cost more to purchase themselves. Regular gas should suit the average priced vehicle. Check your owner's manual to see that your car manufacturer, what your car manufacturer suggests. And basically, I've experienced this myself, even with different people. When you're driving in cars, people like to maybe specify, like, okay, you know what, I'd rather go to this specific station. Like the gas stations that we have in South Africa are such as Shell Garage, we have Caltex, we have
Total.
So we have a couple, even others that are not basically well known over the whole nation, but basically local pit stores that we have around. And they get people that actually like to choose because they have this assumption that no, fuel from this store works better with my car, or fuel from the other gas station works better with my car, when it's basically all the same thing. Obviously, it's just the only difference is that it's from different stores and others cost more than some. But otherwise, I mean, I think fuel is fuel. What do you think, DJ Eli?
Oh, this myth is so dangerous that it left me speechless. Imagine, it blew my mind to think that fuel will increase your performance. It's quite impossible if you think about it. It's your car, so it depends on what you're driving and the engine you have. So I don't think fuel affects you at all.
Yeah. So thirdly, on car myths that are not true is vehicle servicing at independent repair shops will void your warranty. So your warranty is valid until the expiration date, regardless of where you service your car. Dealerships will imply that you can only go to them, but actually requiring you to do so is illegal. Any maintenance covered under your warranty can be performed by any auto repair shop. Just save your receipts to prove what was done and how much it costs. any maintenance specified in the owner's manual and done according to the prescribed schedule should not void your warranty. So basically, something that I know for sure, why I know it is not because I have a car or because I've tried to get a car fixed through warranty at an auto store, but I have information because generally I'm around a lot of drivers. There's people that drive all around me, so you'd get people that complain for different issues, such as repairing your car when your car has problems. Either the auto store is the problem or the insurance companies. And basically, even myself, just looking at this information, I would disagree with that too. Because now, imagine DJ Eli, you're getting insurance from a specific company, yeah, and they give you a warranty, which is basically a time period in which they can give you so that you'll be able to service your vehicle through them, and they'll give you some deals off. And they only allow you to use a specific store. I mean, for me, first of all, personally, I feel like that's their way of frauding me.
Yeah, I think they're ensuring that you come back to them for service.
Yeah.
And that way they generate more income. So I think it's fraudulent somewhere.
It's fraudulent because now there are many auto stores out there, and I don't see a problem with going. Obviously, you should also choose your auto stores wisely.
Hmm.
Don't now decide to be a cheapskate and you're like, I'm going to go to that mechanic next door or that one there along the main road who just opened a garage, and it's not even a proper registered place. It's just someone who claims to know what they're doing, and basically they're just messing around with your car. Because you'll find that now, because you've allowed this person to mess around with your car, they've taken parts out of your car which basically are expensive to replace.
Mm.
And now you have to spend extra cash. So just be careful where you're repairing your car, and you don't have to use the auto dealership that you're car insurance company offers you, because obviously they're trying to get in sales for themselves, but at the same time they could be using that to, because they're working in partnership with that car dealership, they could be using that to actually suck money out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be careful what car dealership you're actually getting your car fixed at. So DJ Eli, would you not like to say our next myth?
Our next myth is warm up your car's engine before driving in the cold.
What do you think about that?
I think, I don't know if I'm talking sense or what, but warming up the engine, I don't think it is any use, because engine parts do need to warm up to operate fully.
Yeah.
But modern engine don't need to warm up before driving the cold. That's like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things, you know, like, if you have ever cooked anything in your life, even if it's just frying eggs, it's cooking. So you just get that whereby, you know, before you cook, you're about to prepare a meal. Like, for example, if I'm about to make fries, I'm going to preheat the oil so that it can be faster. And I don't think the same applies with cars. I mean, cars, they already have a system that's put in place.
Yes.
So that immediately when you start your car, it fires up and it works. So this thing of heating up your engine, I think you're just basically wasting your gas and battery power.
Yeah, in my view, running your car engine before driving in cold weather has,
yeah,
no benefit, because it's like you only heating up inside, because you
yeah,
achieve nothing, and the performance of the car will still remain the same.
Yeah,
it's just that
does.
You are, I don't know if in a way you are damaging or you're just misusing your engine.
Yeah, I think it's just plainly misusing. Okay, so anyway, going into the fifth myth, which is not true. So basically, you should replace all four tires at the same time.
What?
I know, it's crazy. I mean, people get, maybe a driver would get the assumption that you should replace all four tires at the same time.
At the same time, I don't know. I don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary. And basically, replacing individual tires as needed, as long as they're the same brand, model and size. The rest of your tires, you can switch them out whenever. Just make sure to have them rotated at every other oil change to maximize their life. Additionally, you don't necessarily need to purchase a new tire if you puncture one. If the puncture damages the side wall or is greater than a quarter inch diameter, a mechanic can usually plug the hole. The patch will keep moisture out of the steel belts and restore restore tires tightness. So basically, I know that when you're driving your car, obviously your car is running on four tires. Am I wrong, DJ?
You right? No, you're right.
So your car is running on four tires. So basically, I know they're all performing at the same time, but it doesn't. Just listen to this good music, because Christ music is hot music. And yes, we'll be back.
How are you keeping time?
Maybe I'm not, but I'm just freestyling. It really encounter the issue that we have, especially here in South Africa. But we have places where roads are not so good.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, if you go in like your main routes and your highways, maybe those are the few routes that maybe have smooth roads, basically concrete. But if you go into more residential areas, depending also on which residential area you live in, obviously if you live in the rich suburbs, the roads are better there. But if you live in the local suburbs where you get everybody is with everybody and everybody knows everybody, like generally no one cares about those places, so the routes are a bit rocky and basically the tire is not flattened properly. So, and in most cases it's the fault of the government and the people that are replacing it, because they don't ensure that the roads are being watched and being maintained and obviously being flattened properly. So basically they just put the tire there and they leave it out to dry, but basically people have access to those roads and people are walking on them and other people are driving, which also add effects to how well it dries up and how your roads are going to end up. So, but replacing your tires, basically, I don't think you should replace all four. Maybe unless if you in South Africa, maybe you could try that, because generally the roads are not so good, so they do add damage to your tires. But then even if maybe your tire happened to hit, like, I don't know, a large nail or something, not all four of your tires will get damaged at the same time. So I disagree with that myth too. That is just a myth. You do not need to replace all four tires at the same time. So now we're just going to go into a quick breather. Just listen to this Christ music is hot. Just listen to this good music, because Christ music is hot music. And yes, we'll be back. Treasure. get through today. So we're back from that music, and you know Christ music is hot music. I hope you've been enjoying this session because it's been really awesome. And we're just going back into our comments because these myths are just getting more interesting and even more interesting. And the sixth myth that we have lined up for you is actually an interesting one. Something that we didn't know about generally, because we even used to do it ourselves. DJ Eli also agreed to that even during the break, that especially when we're younger, we washing your car with dish or laundry soap, basically using detergents, cleaning detergents to wash your car, which is generally not a good idea. And for the mere fact that it damages your car paint, DJ Ila, what do you have to say about that?
I don't know if this is a myth, because I used to do it.
Yeah.
Because we used to use, dishwashing soap.
Yeah.
To wash our car. So this one, I don't know if it applies, because hey, it's tough. I know you people want to save and save money and just wash. Soap is not soap. According to our research, is that, you know, this dish and laundry soap, it damages the car wax.
Yep.
Because the car companies have produced liquid that's specialized for cleaning cars, and they do not damage the works of the car. So even though this might be a weird myth, it's still not a good idea to wash your car with dish and laundry soap.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, maybe you don't want to spend money on getting an actual soap for washing your car, but think about it, you're saving money, because now when you wash your car with detergents, now apart from washing your car, now you're waxing off the paint, and when you do that, now you're damaging your car. So you're not only spending money on detergent, you're spending money on your car to repaint it, and it's not ideal. You're losing money. So if you buy the normal soap that is designed to wash your car, now you save. It's a win-win. You wash your car stays clean. And basically now you don't have to pay to repaint your car, because now you've waxed your paint off. So we're going to go into our seventh myth of the day, which is a battery will recharge following a jump start after a short period of driving. And basically it takes hours of driving to bring battery that had to be jump started back to full charge, especially in colder temperatures. Car accessories like heated seats, the radio and lights pull a lot of power from the alternator, leaving little left for recharging a battery. It's best to drive around for several hours to bring your car's battery back to full charge. You can even have it load tested at a gas station if needed be. Brief minute long drives might still leave you with a dead battery the next time you try to turn on your car. So basically, this is talking about recharging your battery and obviously bringing it back to life through a drive. So we are going into our second last myth for the show, and basically roll down the windows instead of using the air conditioner for better fuel economy.
Wow, I'll try that too.
In actuality, rolling the windows down or blasting the aircon makes little difference toward fuel efficiency. Turning on air conditioning consumes fuel more quickly, which is true. However, rolling down the windows increases wind resistance. The car will need to burn slightly more fuel to compensate for its disrupted aerodynamic design. The overall impact of both air condition and roll down windows on fuel efficiency is minimal. Neither really benefits over the other. So what do you think about that, DJ Eli?
I think it's quite insane to think that rolling down the window will help with your fuel. That's quite insane, because we all know that that's not right. It's not true. But for the sad part, I know we've all tried it. I have to admit, I've tried it countless times, more than once. So it hasn't worked. So we're together.
So our last myth for this show is basically refueling in the morning saves you money on gas. What am I hearing with my ears?
Imagine.
Cars have computer-based systems, yes. Right, DJ Eli?
Yes.
So it's what those computer systems, basically, they help monitor the car. Obviously, the fuel efficiency, how much fuel it should use, yes. How much power to output and input. And basically, all those stuff that the car needs to do. But whether you should put fuel in the morning to save gas, I don't think so. It's not like your car is keeping track of time and be like, you know what, it's dark now, that means it's night time. So now is the time to put gas. I mean, now is the time to not put gas. You must put gas in the morning. And I think that's rubbish. Like my pastor would say, that's twack, man.
That's twack.
So any time of the day is suitable for you to put fuel. Obviously, depending on the type of trips that you're making, how far you're moving. But basically, it's just you being fuel efficient.
Yes.
You just need to know how to use and save your fuel. And obviously, budget with your money. Don't just go around spending anyhow. But with regards to you putting fuel in the morning to save you gas money, I don't think so. But anyway, gasoline expands with heat. So a common belief persists that pouring warmer fuel into your tank means you're getting less fuel. Fuel pumped in the morning would, in theory, be cooler and allow you to get more into your tank for less cost. And contrary to this myth, gas is usually stored underground. It says insulated from significant temperature changes, so the time of the day you refuel does not actually make a difference toward the amount of fuel you're receiving. So basically, like DJ Eli and myself said, this is nonsense. I don't think that thing works. So basically, apart from all these car myths that we've given you, I hope some of them have been helpful.
Yes, helpful.
We're just going to tell you how to protect your cars, something that is not a myth and something that's actually going to benefit you. How to protect your tires. So basically, method one of protecting your car tires is basically to install new tires. And the best way to make sure you always have good tires on your vehicle is to install new ones. Once the old tires wear out, you can attempt to keep your tires in the best shape possible, but eventually they do wear out and need replacements. So step one is buy quality tires. In addition to purchasing quality tires from a reliable brand, make sure the tire you purchase are appropriate to the season. If you experience inclement weather in winter season, you should consider buying snow or all-season tires. Inspect any tires before purchase them, looking for any imperfections including nicks, cuts or holes. If buying reconditioned or used tires, thoroughly check the tires for wear and damage. Basically, that's one of the methods that you have to basically make sure that you're using the right tires, and also how to maintain your tires. So you want to look at that, and basically that'll basically keep your tires up to speed. So DJ Eli, don't you want to give us our second way of maintaining your tires?
I think the second way is paying attention to the tire mileage.
Yeah,
you know, when you're driving, it's called wear and tear, so nothing lasts forever. So you know, when you're driving, you must just keep in mind that your tires are expected to depreciate. So you must keep in mind the mileage that the driving around causes. So it's very important to pay attention to the tire mileage. And when buying new tires, pay attention to how good the better quality and the more expensive tires. Most expensive tires do not necessarily mean the best tires. Yeah. You can find quality tires at cheaper prices, but please ensure that it's of good quality. That's what you must keep in mind.
Yeah, so make sure that you have good quality tires, and I agree with what DJ Eli said. You do not have to buy the most expensive cars. I mean, that's a concept that we have in our mind, that something that is more expensive has more quality.
Yes.
And it is not always the case.
That's
so
a lie.
You do want yes, it's a lie, and you do want to look out for that. So last but not least is replace all worn tires. And basically you shouldn't use tires that are worn out, because obviously eventually, if you don't want to be in an unfortunate circumstance whereby you're on the road and your tire happens to pop, and because your tire is worn out, even if you try to fill it, eventually it's gonna die because it's not strong enough to sustain that pressure. So make sure that you replace all your worn out tires. But anyway, we're just going to go into a quick breather and then we'll be back for the closing. So listen to this.
Hey, what he did, this is Adam Gilly, and you're listening to Real Heat on Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music. Yes, we were not playing music, but we had a quick breather. I managed to catch my breath, so did DJ Eli. And we are closing. So we're just going to go through the platforms where you can catch us, because you do not want to miss out on Active FM shows. We have the best of everything. We have shows such as a new show with your girl Cynthia, and you know you can call her Gix. She gives you all the latest and greatest news. We have The Funny Truth, which has a bunch of comedians. I have my own term that I'd like to use for them, but I cannot use it on radio because it might be a little too offensive. But yes, The Funny Truth, you want to check them out with my boy DJ Creativity on the show. We have All Things Girl. We have What's the Topic with DJ Nash. We have All Things Girl is with DJ Peaches and DJ Bones, who is also part of the Funny Truth gang. We have a whole lot of shows that you can listen to, such as 21 Questions by Naomi. And this is it from myself and DJ Eli. We're signing out. Peace out and
God bless.
Yeah.
Active FM. Christ music is heart music.